Welcome to Growth Marketing Today, where marketers, designers, and product owners level up their growth marketing chops from experts in today's top startups. Here's your host, Ramley John.
Welcome to episode 99 of Growth Marketing Today. I'm your host, Ramley John, and today we're going to be talking about how you can stand out with your startup in the B2B space out of all the competition out there you have. It's really important for founders to figure out how to make their business stand out from the crowd. Like in a marketplace where being different means a better chance of surviving and getting funding, having a unique point of difference is one of the most important things you can do for your business. So in this episode, I talked to Michael Haynes. He is a B2B growth consultant who has worked from startups to large enterprise companies, and he has developed a three-step B2B framework to help you grow your business sustainably long-term and stand out from the competition. In episode 99, you'll learn first how to identify the industries, markets, and business customers you should focus on. Second, how to create products, services, and solutions that business customers want to pay and buy. And third, how to achieve sustainable, profitable growth. Now, before we jump in, I've created a free growth cheat sheet with all the actionable tips, notes, and takeaways from this episode in a one-page PDF. So you don't have to take notes. You can just take mine and then apply it to your business. Go ahead and steal my notes. Go to growthtoday.fm/99 to get it now, or you can find that link in the description. It's only available until the next week when I release the next episode. So go ahead, get that cheat sheet for free now. Before we jump in, I just want to thank those who made this episode possible. Now, these folks helped cover the cost of hosting and marketing tools so I can focus on getting amazing experts that you and I can learn from. I just want to thank the sponsor for this episode, 42 Agency. They are a RevOps and demand generation shop. You can check them out at 42.agency/GMT. That's FourtyTwo.agency/GMT for a free consultation. And you can also find that link in the description of the show. And if you're interested about getting an ad-free version of this podcast, you can go to patreon.com/growthtoday to sponsor this podcast for as little as $2 per episode. Enough about me. Let's jump in my chat with Michael. Hey everybody, I am excited to have Michael here. He is the author of Listen, Innovate, and Grow, all the way from Sydney, very early in the morning. Thank you so much for making time for this, Michael. How are things with you?
Very good. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Well, let's jump in. We're going to be talking a lot about B2B customer strategy. But before I do, I'd love to hear your story. Like, what's your story behind on becoming this B2B customer strategy consultant? And, you know, we chatted before this, you're originally from Toronto and now you're in Sydney. Like, what is that? What's the story behind that?
Sure. So, So as you said, I'm originally from Toronto, Canada. So yeah, born and raised in Toronto, did my MBA in Dalhousie in Halifax. Always wanted to work and live overseas internationally. The opportunity came up probably in around late 1999. Yes. While I was still in Canada working in big corporate, moved to Australia in 2000, had a variety of corporate roles here in Australia. The last one being at the largest telecommunications firm, Telstra Wholesale, where I was head of customer research and analysis in the wholesale division. So that's where I really got into the B2B space. In 2010, I had an opportunity to be in Telstra's top talent program. And I said, no, don't think so. I took some time off, went traveling to South America for 4 months, came back. And in 2011, I went on my own, working as an independent consultant in the B2B space, working across a lot of SME and in large corporates initially. And then it was later on, probably around 2017, where I started to do more work across SME and startups. And it was around 2017, I started working on the book, Listen, Innovate, Grow, with my co-author, Gareth Chandler. And since then, have been working across working with SMEs and startups in the B2B space.
Cool. That's a great, great story. Let's jump in then. Let's talk about B2B. B2B is actually my jam, particularly SaaS. Along the lines of your book, Listen, Innovate, and Grow, I'm guessing those are the three key activities that businesses need to acquire. Can you talk a little bit about those three key activities that businesses need to do to acquire business-to-business customers?
Sure, absolutely. So yeah, so my book is called Listen, Innovate, Grow. It's also the name of my consulting firm as well, because those are the three key things that business owners, whether you're an SME owner or a startup founder, these are the things that you need to do to be able to acquire, retain, and grow business customers. So listening is all about getting an in-depth understanding on three levels. You need to be listening to the market to really have an understanding of those industries and geographic markets that you're going after, understanding the competitors in that space. You also need to be listening to you as the organization. So what's your vision? What's your mission? Your purpose that you're, you know, what are the goals that you're trying to achieve? So I call that listening to you. And then you need to be listening to your business customers. Now, with B2B, as you well know, the fundamental difference between business to business, so selling products, service, and solutions to other businesses, as opposed to selling to individuals, is that buyers and users are not one and the same. And quite often the buying decision is done by committee with a number of different people involved in that process. So you need to get an understanding, not just at a customer level in terms of the company, the organization that you're targeting, in terms of understanding what that business is about, its key priorities and challenges. You need to understand those individuals that are involved in the buying decision process. And there are a number of different players, different roles that can be played. The key decision makers, those that actually make the actual decision, your influencers, so those who will provide input into the decision process. They may evaluate alternatives, provide recommendations and suggestions. Having a champion or a change agent, so a person who's well-regarded in the organization and can help bring consensus amongst the buying committee members. So you really need to understand who those various individuals are, what are their priorities, what do they like to look at and use as part of their buying decision process, because that will define what you need to be doing in terms of what you need to deliver, how you need to deliver, and how you need to promote and engage. So that's really all about listening, and listening will give you clarity in terms of where to focus, in terms of what you need to do, how to deliver, how to promote and engage. Then the next part is innovation. And when I talk about innovation, I'm talking about business innovation. And business innovation is all about making new introductions and or improvements into your organization. So sure, it can be around product or technology, but it can be around your services. You can be doing organizational innovation where we're looking at joint ventures, strategic partnerships. We could be looking at marketing innovation, so introducing new kinds of marketing strategies and approaches. You can be looking at process innovation, so looking at your processes, your service and support. And high growth firms, so those high growth firms, which are defined as firms that have more than 20% year-on-year growth over 3 years or more. High growth firms are firms that tend to business innovate across at least two areas over and above product. So by having an understanding of your market, your industry, and your customers, you'll know what's important, what's needed. Then you can identify what are the elements of your business that you want to modify and or improve in order to meet those customer needs to build and grow your business. And then the third phase is all about growth. So it's about the different strategies you might use to grow the business, but it's also managing that growth. So managing your finances, managing your people, managing your culture so that you can maintain and have that consistent, sustainable, profitable growth.
Yeah, that totally makes sense. I have some follow-up questions to that. The first one is about listening. I think you're right. Like, you need to find that champion in that organization. It makes things a lot easier if you have that champion. How can companies like find that champion or kind of nurture that champion?
Sure. So in order to identify who those individuals are in terms of the decision makers, influencers, the potential champion, it requires you doing a bit of work. It requires to do listening. When I talk about doing listening, that is a number of things that could be done through talking to if you have any current customers that you have, leveraging your business contacts. Often it's going to require you, when you're going into new organizations, it's going to require you doing a bit of research. So going on LinkedIn and understanding who are some of the key potential roles and titles for your particular product and service to try to identify who might be the appropriate person, who might be a member of that buying team for your particular product. doing research on the company website. So looking at the org charts there, checking out some of the annual reports and presentations so that you can identify who are potentially some of the key individuals, what are those key priorities. Online is a great source of information in terms of attending virtual events. If there are webinars, live streams that are being held by the relevant industry associations and companies, these are ways where you can identify who are the right people that you're going to be wanting to be reaching out and connecting with. So it's doing a fair bit of that legwork, leveraging your personal network and your contact will be another means as well. So it's a bit of, I guess, art and science, you can say, because it's a bit of research, talking to customers, leveraging your contacts to work out, to understand the business, understand the issues, and who are the potential people. Then you can make that appropriate outreach to those individuals once you've identified them through some of those various methods.
Yeah, that totally makes sense. I love LinkedIn. You're very active on LinkedIn as well. Can you talk a little bit about that outreach? Like, how do you reach out? Because you must have gotten a lot of cold outreach that just sucks. what if
you have to, in terms of outreach, and particularly now in the current environment that we're in terms of the outreach, it's the whole key to succeeding in B2B. It's all about delivering value. The key to winning with business customers, it's about delivering value, really positioning your company, your startup as the advisor, the partner that's going to help them meet their objectives. So before you make any outreach, whether you're going to send that email, if you're going to, try to connect with them here on Zoom, whatever you're going to do, you have to do your research so you can really understand that company, and you have to give value to get value. So even before you make that initial outreach, you have to provide some sort of insight, some information to use that as a door opener for people to have a reason to talk to you. You have to establish that even before you send that initial email or get on the phone. You have to really deliver a piece of insight and value to give them the reason to want to have a chat to you, even that initial 10-minute chat. So you really have to do your research and then see how you can help them by providing them some information and advice that will help them think about new ways of addressing some of the opportunities or challenges in their business. So I always suggest to SME owners, startup founders, do your research and then find some way you can add value to them. Is there some article? Is there a blog or a white paper that might relate to some of the challenges? Let's say we're talking about an IT firm and they're looking about improving their managed service offerings, for example. Is there some sort of benchmark study you can provide to them to say, hey, these are some alternatives and approaches? So you send that piece of information first, highlighting, that piece of insight, that piece of advice, and then you can use that and then follow up and use that as a basis to try to gain that initial discussion and start the conversation.
That seems like a lot of work that people don't want to put in, right? They just want to mass message everybody. Do you have any tips on reducing the time spent to doing all this research work, or you just have to do it? You just have to put in the time into doing the research and
you have to put in the time. I mean, no one likes to hear that, but you have to put in the time, and you have to recognize that business decision makers are very busy. And, in this environment right now, they're under a lot of pressure. They want to get a lot of things done. And there are too many people, which do what I call show up and throw up. So they connect with someone on LinkedIn and then immediately they want to do the sale. No one's interested in that right now anymore. No one's interested. They weren't interested in it before, even more so now. So you don't necessarily have to do all exhaustive research, but you have to be prepared. If you want to get into these organizations, if you want to get ear to people, you have to bring something to the table and, information, advice, suggestion that's going to be of value to them to help them meet their objectives. People get lots of emails and get lots of phone calls. They're busy. They're inundated. You are going to have to stand out, and you stand out by being able to deliver value to help them get where they want to go. So there's no shortcut. You're going to have to do some research. You're expected now, when you get on the phone or you're talking to someone, you don't ask them what keeps them up at night. From that first conversation, you're supposed to have some ideas as to what keeps them up at night and already have some suggestions on all alternatives why they should be talking to you. It's It's expected now. It's just expected now. Business buyers are very demanding. They're very skeptical. They don't have a lot of time. Everyone's very busy. So you have to go in from that first initial outreach. You have to have something to offer to them other than just saying my product is great and talking about features and technology.
When we come back in just a moment, Michael shares how he used the Listen, Innovate, Grow framework to help a company grow from 12 to 60 person team. Just a quick thanks to our sponsor for this episode, 42 Agency. They are our RevOps and demand generation shop, and they help B2B SaaS businesses streamline operations, implement new tech stack, and design ABM and demand generation strategies. Now, they help you create a predictable revenue pipeline. Their past clients include OnFleet, HubDoc, GuestLogix, FlexDay, and more. You can book a free consultation at 42.agency/GMT. That's FourtwoTwo.agency/GMT. And I know that my friend there, Camille, he is the founder of that agency. He knows what he's doing. So shout out to him. Go check it out. The link is in the description of this show. Now, before you go, from scheduling, recording, editing, I do all of it for this podcast. This weekly podcast is a labor of love, all about marketing from me. Now, if you like what I do here, please consider supporting this podcast, Growth Market Today, on Patreon. Now, Patreon allows fans like you to sponsor this episode for as little as $2 per episode, which is less than a cup of coffee a week. And you receive a load of extra perks and goodies, like, first, an ad-free experience of the podcast. You don't have to listen to ads again. Second, early access to every new episode before the public release. Third, unlimited access to all the Grow cheat sheets. And fourth, you actually know who I have coming up. So, you know, all the special guests that are coming up, I'll let you know, and you can ask questions to me and I'll ask them from you. And a lot more. You can learn more about this on Patreon at patreon.com/growtoday, or you can find that link in the description. And if you can't give or don't feel like it, that's okay too. I'm just happy you're here listening. I do appreciate that. Enough about this. Let's jump back into my chat with Michael. I want to shift now to the second point, innovate. You talked about, I really like how you define that as, it's, you know, you're trying to figure out how to modify not just your product, but your organization. How can, you know, companies figure out what to modify? Like, what are some things that they need to take a look at to, hey, this is where we need to innovate to get the most impact?
Again, to understand where you need to innovate is based on understanding, based on the kinds of, you know, the industries and customers that you're after. You may find, for example, let's say in terms of if you're trying to reach certain kinds of industries, if you're trying to, let's say, target technology companies, as part of your innovation, you may need to change your marketing. So that might be doing more case studies, start doing more references. So you might have to introduce some new marketing programs as a means of outreaching to your customers. That's one form of innovation. If you're looking at, depending on what your customers require, they may have requirements around service and support. That's becoming a very big area now, where a lot of companies want to have service and support in terms of, if I take on a technology solution, how are you going to help me implement it and use it? So you may need to do some process innovation to make sure you have the right service and support programs and systems in place. So therefore, you're going to need to introduce some process innovation. If you want new revenue streams, recurring revenue streams, then you might look at new business models and new offerings. So that's business model innovation. So it's really all around, you know, customer priorities, the kinds of customers you're going after, what are you trying to achieve? But very much around customer market need will very much define what are the various elements of your business that you're going to have to improve upon.
That totally makes sense. I want to switch to the last point about growth. You also talked about how growth is not just managing growth, but also maybe managing the way your organization grows, because, you know, if you don't have the right organization, then you can't sustain that growth. Can you talk about, like, common mistakes when companies, as they grow, they're like making mistakes in this particular portion of their organization or the way that they manage their team?
Yes. Yeah, so as the company grows, you know, if you're a startup, you're a small, you know, you're a small organization, as the company's starting to grow and expand, you're going to need to have to get more, you know, organizational, you know, structure, roles in the organization. The startup founder, when he first starts a company, you know, they're product manager, marketer, salesperson. Well, as you're starting to, you know, expand and you're having more product and service offerings, you're servicing more markets, you're going to need to have more organizational structure. So different roles in place. Your national sales manager, you might have account team. You're going to have some processes, systems, processes, and procedures for that. So that's one area where often has to change in terms of the having more structure and various roles that are quite clearly defined in the organization as it grows. Similarly, you, as your organization is growing, you want to be able to make sure that you're looking after your people. So it's one thing to find the right kind of staff that you're looking for, but how are you maintaining them in terms of, you know, empowering them, making sure you've got training and development for them, making sure that they've got succession paths where they can go and grow within the organization, grow within themselves and contribute to the organization. So you're going to need to be looking at, you know, people and culture, what kind of training development programs, those kinds of things need to be put in place as well. Making sure you have financial systems in place to be, you know, monitoring your financials as well, cash flow, making sure, you know, how are you monitoring your capital expenditures for your investments into new product initiatives, maintaining the culture to maintain, make sure that there's opportunities for that innovation and experimentation, because that's often quite key to how you're going to be profitable, you know, growing and expanding. So it's not just around growing, you know, more customers, more markets, more products. It's making sure you're looking after your people, you've got the right kinds of organizational structure, the right kinds of processes and systems in place.
Yeah, that totally makes sense. And, you know, you made a good point that founders, when they start a company, they're like, they don't think about managing. Their first thing in their mind is like, I'm not here to manage people. I'm trying to build a product that people would actually buy. And as they grow, they're like, oh my goodness, I'm actually like managing 10, 20 people now. And they some of them don't have any experience managing people before. They know how to create a product. They know how to market, but they don't know how to manage people. So do you have any advice for them, or do you have any resources that you can point to those founders who have probably never manage people before?
Well, a couple things. So as the organization is growing and you're getting more people in place, and yes, you've got to be looking about, you know, how you're going to run the business and manage your teams. So that might require a couple things. One, they may need to be taking some courses, which might be through your executive education programs. Might be one place to start. But depending on how the organization is growing, how fast and what kind of size, they may need to put in some, create a leadership team, a management team. So you may need to have someone to actually run the business. Because just because you're the startup founder, working on the business to be able to be that leader, to be that strategic visionary, and running it from that strategy and management side is very different from being a founder. So you may need to be putting different roles in place to have people running some of those various key functions, someone serving as a general manager. So it could be about training, but you may also have to have the startup founder step back and putting the various roles in place to have people help work on the business. So who's going to serve as that, you know, strategy person or team? Who's going to be the general manager to manage the management and leadership overall, to help around operations, training? So there will likely need to be more roles and structures put in place. So those key functions are being managed and developed as a company grows and expands.
When I was there, you have an excerpt of Listen, Innovate, Grow on your website. I read a few things there. There was a case study there particularly that you brought up, and which brings up the question, can you share like a case study that for a company that implemented this process, Listen, Innovate, Grow? And, you know, what were some of the results that you saw within those case studies?
Yeah, sure. So again, Listen, Innovate, Grow is a way of doing business. So it's not a one-off, right? It's a way that you constantly need to be doing business, particularly if you want to be a high growth firm. One example is there's a market research technology company here in Australia, the Evolve Group. And so they develop market research technology solutions. They have been very good adopters, I guess, of the Listen, Innovate, Grow framework, as they constantly do a lot of listening to the market through. They have a customer advisory board. They do a lot of depth interviews and surveys. And from that, they have done quite a bit of modification to their suite of product offerings. So they have developed some new market research technology offerings. They have come up with some new recurring revenue model streams based on some of the offerings and how they have set them up as subscription models, introducing a lot new, expanding their marketing quite a bit, whereas before they were not really doing a lot of marketing, just a lot of email marketing. Now they've expanded and getting out there, doing a lot of industry professional associations, speaking at conferences and doing a lot of demonstrations. And they've been able to expand from being, they started off as probably 12 people. Now they're a 50 size plus organization and they're operating internationally. So that's just one example of a company, a technology company that has been able to, by, you know, continually, listening to the market, product development, also doing a lot of customer collaboration. So part of their product development process is working quite closely with their customers, with some of the large corporate customers to develop some new offerings, and then expanding in terms of their marketing program and their go-to-market strategies is how they've been able to really go from that 12-person operation to now, I think they're really actually closer to 60 people.
Let's start wrapping up, and I love asking this question. If you had one or two pieces of advice to B2B marketers, you know, it could be anything that we talked about, it could be anything in your book, it could be advice about life. What would those one or two pieces of advice to B2B marketers be?
I would say actually that your whole listening, so that whole customer discovery process to really understand your customers is really quite critical. There have been a couple of recent studies that have come out in the past couple of weeks by some leading consulting firms in the US that have done some global studies around B2B buying and what are the needs of buyers and what are the skill sets of sellers. And there is showing there's quite a bit of a disconnect because the number one skill set that business buyers are looking for from product and service providers is active listening and problem solving. And that's been shown as being the two key skill sets that they're looking for, but that's also in terms of sellers' effectiveness, where business buyers have ranked very low. And then in terms of the kind of skill sets being sought, it's also been shown as that active listening is something that's not really been looked upon as a skill set when sales directors and sales managers are hiring staff. So it's, you know, your listening is your starting point. Once you do that listening, and again, that's about, you know, going to virtual events, live streams, talking to customers, leveraging your network. These are all different ways of listening, but doing that active listening and really taking that feedback to say, what does that mean across your products, your services, your marketing, really do continue doing that listening and feeding back is really, really important because it will give you the focus and the framework for everything that you do.
That totally makes sense. And one final question, you know, where can people find out more about you? Do you want to send them to LinkedIn? And also, where can people find your book if they're interested about Listen, Innovate, Grow?
Okay. So in terms of where they can find out more information, so my website, listeninnovategrow.com. So I've got lots of free content there, articles, blogs, videos, podcast interviews. So you can find lots of information and content that they can use there. In terms of getting in touch with me, I'm very active on LinkedIn. So you can look me up on LinkedIn. I'm pretty active in terms of sharing content at least 3 to 4 days a week, and you can always drop me a note. In terms of my book, Listen, Innovate, Grow, that's available on Amazon in terms of both Kindle as well as in hard copy as well.
Awesome. Thanks so much for your time, Michael. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. That's great.
Well, that's it for this episode. Like I said, there's so much takeaways here. You can download the free one-page growth cheat sheet with all the actionable tips, takeaways, and notes from this episode right now at growthtoday.fm/99. Why take notes when you can just steal mine? You can take that notes, apply to business, help it grow to a different level. You can find that link, growthtoday.fm/99, in the description. Once again, it's only available until I release the next episode. And before I end, I just want to thank the sponsor for this episode, 42 Agency. They are a RevOps and demand generation shop. You can check them out at 42.agency/GMT. That's FourtyTwo.agency/GMT for a free consultation. And you can also find that link in the description of the show. And if you're interested about getting an ad-free version of this podcast, you can go to patreon.com/growtoday to sponsor this podcast for as little as $2 per episode. Please also support me. There's three easy ways. First, you can tell a friend about this. This is how this podcast goes. You can leave a review on Apple or wherever you get your podcasts. That gets more people to know about this podcast. If you're a fan, tell other people about it. Second, you can join the Growth Today mailing list. Well, you'll download all the cheat sheets and I'll email it to you directly so you don't have to download it again. I'll mail that before I release it to the public. And third, like I said, you can support me for $2 per episode for some amazing perks like an ad-free experience or even early access to the episode. Now, with your support, I can pay for hosting fees and marketing tools so that I can really focus on getting amazing guests. You can check that out, patreon.com/growtoday, or find that link in the description. Well, that's it for this episode. Until the next one, this is your host, Ramley John. Keep safe, as always. Keep on growing. Passion.